Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm joined once again in the studio by the one and only Cliff Smart. Thanks for coming back to talk to us.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. The holidays are upon us, and different universities across the United States and really around the world have contemplated how to address what to do with the holiday break, sending students far and wide back home, given the pandemic that we find ourselves in. Is the university planning to do anything different than in other years? For example, a very small handful of schools are testing students before they head home.
Yeah, so you know, our data for the last 6, 7, 8 weeks in terms of confirmed cases on campus has been very low. So there was nothing in that data that told us we needed to make a change to the calendar. And so our plan is to continue to operate as usual, and students will go home in a couple of days for Thanksgiving break. We hope they'll make good decisions while they're home, and then we'll return for 2 weeks of school, including graduations in December. You know, Jennifer, 85% of our undergrads are from Missouri. They regularly go home. They regularly go home with friends. They regularly go to events if there's a good weekend in Columbia or Fayetteville or St. Louis or somewhere else. And so we're not like a Duke University, for example, where everybody goes, stays till Thanksgiving, and then comes home. That scenario might justify a change in strategy. But our students are out and home a lot. They've gone home multiple times this year, for example, fall break, and none of that resulted in any kind of spike at the university. And so, frankly, we just didn't see any data that justified changing the calendar.
Let me follow up on something you just mentioned, and that cases did go down and have remained relatively low on campus.
Correct.
After an initial spike earlier in the semester, very early in the semester, what do you attribute that to?
You know, I think, and, you know, if anybody wants to actually look at our data by the week, you can go to our homepage and in one click get to our dashboard and see the whole semester of positive cases that we've had. And the first 3 weeks were kind of ugly. And, you know, we had concern over whether we were going to be able to do this, particularly when we had almost 400 cases that second week. But I think our students figured out how to manage this, that adjustments in behavior were going to be required. And I think we got better at it. We moved more classes to blended so that they were only meeting once a week instead of three times a week. That let us use the biggest rooms. And so faculty began delivering many classes both in class and on Zoom, and that further spread people out and reduced numbers of folks inside. And so we got better at it, students got better at it, and the result of that is we've been able to have a solid semester.
Let me ask you this. We're headed into the winter, and that's when viruses tend to spread more prolifically. I am wondering, as you look ahead at the spring semester, are you maintaining the possibility that you might need to do more virtual classes or make more changes, or is that going to continue on just as the fall semester has?
Yeah, so our plan for spring is we continue on as is with the calendar that's currently set, but we're always contingency planning. And so while I thought it was very important, for example, for our freshmen to start off in seated classes as their first experience at the university, that becomes less essential as they've figured out how to do college. And so I would expect we would have more online classes in the spring and many more blended classes and fewer fully seated classes. And so the result of that is we continue to try to operate given the conditions that we're going to have, and we'll continue to track the data every single day and have the ability and have all along, if we needed to pivot and close most seated classes for 2 weeks or 4 weeks, we could do that and continue on. that's always possible. But again, it's going to be driven by data. It's not going to be driven by fear.
Cliff Smart, thanks very much and stay well.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And as of today, MSU's COVID dashboard is showing that its Kentwood Hall facility, which operates as one place for residential students to isolate or quarantine because of the disease, has 7 occupants. 61 cases of COVID-19 were reported to MSU last week, according to the dashboard. Those cases include positive tests from Majors Health and Wellness Center on campus and cases that have been self-reported. This is Engaging the Community on KSMU. I'm Jennifer Moore.